Hello, Symphony, and welcome to our daily devotionals. Today, we will be starting a two-week look at the book of Joel. Let's jump right in. Today's passage is Joel chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. Hear this, you elders. Give ear, all inhabitants of the land. Has such a thing happened in your days or in the days of your fathers? Tell your children of it, and let your children tell their children and their children to another generation. What the cutting locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the hopping locust has eaten. And what the hopping locust left, the destroying locust has eaten. Awake, you drunkards, and weep and wail, all you drinkers of wine, because of the sweet wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up against my land, powerful and beyond number. Its teeth are lion's teeth, and it has the fangs of a lioness. It has laid waste on my vine and splintered my fig tree. It has stripped off their bark and thrown it down. Their branches are made white. Lament like a virgin wearing sackcloth for the bridegroom of her youth. The grain offering and the drink offering are cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests mourn, the ministers of the Lord. The fields are destroyed, the ground mourns, because the grain is destroyed. The wine dries up, the oil languishes. Be ashamed, O tillers of the soil. Wail, O vine dressers, for the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field has perished. The vine dries up, the fig tree languishes, pomegranate, palm, and apple. All the trees of the field are dried up, and gladness dries up from the children of man. Amen. Now, there's not much that we know about the prophet Joel or when it was exactly written, but we do know that he had an important message to bring to the southern kingdom of Judah. In today's passage, we see Joel describing their current state with God's judgment on Israel, which fulfilled Moses' warning in Deuteronomy chapter 28 of the swarms of locusts to devour their nation. We see here that the locusts devastated and ate everything. This event was so significant that Joel tells them to tell their children, who will then tell their children, who will then tell their children. Why was this event of the locusts so significant? Well, ancient Israel was a society rooted in agriculture. Joel vividly describes the absolute havoc that the locusts brought, resulting in the perishing of the harvest. Their livelihood is gone. No more grain, no more oil, no more wine, and no more food. And with this meant that there were no more grain and drink offerings available to sacrifice and give up to the Lord too. A nation devastated. Just like the land was dried up, so was the gladness of the children of man, as described in verse 12. Although quite different, the closest modern-day example I can think of is the pandemic the whole globe is currently experiencing right now. Joel calls for the people of God to lament. The farmers, the priests, the people, even the land mourns. He uses the analogy of a young widower grieving to highlight the kind of mourning described here. Now, I'm not a widow and cannot completely understand this kind of heartache and grieving myself. But maybe you and I can relate to losing a loved family member or a dear friend. A couple weeks ago, I attended my friend's brother's funeral. Although we celebrated his life together, watching the devastation of his parents and remaining family was so heartbreaking. They grieved, mourned, and lamented. They made space to do this. And this is the kind of lamentation that Joel is talking about here. Okay, although this passage may seem quite grim, I do find beauty in Joel's encouragement to lament and to bring our grieving and emotions to the Lord. He could have said, "It's okay, guys, let's just buckle down. This too shall pass. Just hang on. Don't you know? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger." But instead, Joel did not minimize the suffering and loss, but instead he acknowledged it and led the people to make intentional space for it. Now, let us pause for a second. When is the last time you lamented over something, let alone over the sins of an entire nation? This year has exposed so much of the brokenness in our own country. Political unrest, police brutality, the unjust murders of our Black brothers and sisters, the rise of hate crimes, etc. I don't know about you, but I must confess that it's easy for me to sadly sigh and just continue to scroll on my phone past another devastating piece of news. It's easy to get adjusted to it, where the suffering of our country and our neighbors just becomes the norm. But today, I want to encourage both you and myself to take a moment to pause, reflect, and lament over our nation as we acknowledge the suffering and brokenness of our world. Ultimately, this is a movement of our hearts where we posture in front of God and we say, Lord, we need you. We are lost without you. May you come, Lord Jesus. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this sobering passage today. Lord, forgive me for the many times I have often fell into hopelessness as I saw the division and suffering of our country. I confess that more often than not, I do not come before you with my grievings. This pandemic and the many events of the past couple years have sometimes left me paralyzed, not knowing what to do or wanting to numb my brain to avoid having to think about the problems of this world. Perhaps, just perhaps, it is because my heart knows that the state of our world without you, God, is just too heartbreaking for me to bear. But you, O God, can bear such things and grieve alongside us. You bear all of these things and grieve alongside us. Today, we acknowledge that you are a God who hears our cries. You hear and know our suffering and have given us access to come before you with our weepings. You don't ask us to shut down our emotions or to tough it out, but you invite all who are weak, weary, and heavy laden to come to you, Father. May you give us the grace today to process through and lament the brokenness of this world with you, knowing that you, O God, are with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.